Okay, Sean, our Bose, today's daf is Yuma, daf Dalet, and again, our share is B'schus of Refu Shalema for Nami Mi'ir, Rav Shana Rav Karezel, and for Shira, Rav Dvar Alea. And we are here at the top of Dalet, Amar Aleph, at Amar Le Rav Yochanan, the Reish Lakish. The last thing we had mentioned was a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to where we learn the requirements to quarantine the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur. Rav Yochanan learns it from, as we've been talking about the entire time, from the Miluim, from the 7 days before the Chanukah Mishkan, and Reish Lakish learns it from Har Sinai. Har Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu was quarantined 6 days before meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the seventh, according to the Pesukim. Where do you get 7 days of quarantine, right, if Har Sinai was six? So we said that was for Tumas Beso, to make sure that the Kohen does not become Tameh if he sleeps with his wife and she becomes Anidas, right? So we want to avoid that scenario. But it comes from Har Sinai. So I just wanted to mention very quickly, the Ritva asks, very very sharp kasha, right? Once you're telling me that the whole reason is because you have to separate the Kohen from his wife 7 days, so what do you need Har Sinai for? Right? So the limud doesn't come from Har Sinai, it comes from this requirement to keep the Kohen Tahor, right, to make sure he's not metame because he slept with her and she became anida, now he's tali for 7 days. So the Ritva says, yeah, if you didn't have the limud for Har Sinai, you would have thought, yeah, you just take him out of his house, but you don't actually have to actively put him in the Beis HaMikdash. If you remember, the Mishnah says we put him in a separate chamber, right, on the Har Abayis. So that, right, we wouldn't have known that had we not had the limud from Har Sinai, that again, Moshe was on the mountain for 6 days in the cloud, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him on the seventh day. So that was we paralleled that by bringing the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaMikdash and preparing him in a special area. That helps us with that. That's what that teaches us. Okay, so either way, we're going to go back and forth pretty much for most of the daf today between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish with some proofs either way. Again, Rabbi Yochanan learns this halacha of quarantining the Kohen Gadol from the Miluim, and Reish Lakish learns it from Har Habayis, from Har Sinai, from Maimed Har Sinai. Amar Le is now Dalet Amar Aleph top line. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Bishlam Alididi. According to me, Delfina Mimiluim, that I learned it from the Mehemiluim before the Chanukah Samishkan. So I'm the Tanya Zevze Mazin Olav Kol Shiva Mikol Chatos Shahayusham. That's how we know, right, that both by the right, Yom Kippur, and also, if you remember, we also learned that for 7 days before you bring a paraduma, that's also, right, those are both learned from the Miluim, according to Rabbi Yochanan's Drasha, or Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe's Drasha, specifically. So according to that, right, again, we're going to parallel to the Miluim, so that's how you have, we learned that by each case, by separating the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, and by separating by paraduma, we mazin alav, we sprinkle upon him the mechatas, every single day, right, to make sure that he's tahor, right, to make sure he's prepared, and the same thing they did by the miluim, right, the have nami hazab in miluim, right, then that was the part of the process, right, excuse me, each of the 7 days, right, they sprinkled blood on the kohanim. But according to you, the office misinai that you learned from the Maimed Har Sinai, so hazab misinai mihavya. But where do you see that Moshe was sprinkled with anything? There's no sprinkling by Maimed Har Sinai. Now, if you're familiar with the Psukim, there actually was sprinkling by Har Sinai. Moshe sprinkled blood on Am Yisrael, and already Tosfos asked that question. If you look at Tosfos, Dibur Maskul Hazah, or Vim Tomer, Vahavai B'Sinai, or Hazah's Dam, sure, now there was sprinkling by Har Sinai. Pazik says, Vaikach Moshe Sadam, Vaizrok Al Ha'am. Right, so V'yesh Lomar, so Tosfos answers, Osiz Rika Lohaisa B'Shvil Tahara. Yes, there was sprinkling, but there wasn't sprinkling to purify. Right, that was, if you remember, that Sharei Lo Al Moshe Levadon Nizrak El Al Kol Ha'am. Right, it wasn't only Moshe who was getting the sprinkling; it was on the entire nation. And the purpose of that sprinkling, El Adam Bris Hava, it was to kind of seal the deal, as we would say, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So they sprinkled blam, that was dam bris. So it wasn't actually, there was sprinkling, but it wasn't the sprinkling that we're looking for. So it says Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish, right, where do you get the sprinkling from? Why would you sprinkle 7 days before Yom Kippur? Right, the only parallel you have is for the Miluim and not for Har Sinai. So Amalei, so Reish Lakish said back to Rabbi Yochanan, according to your logic, Minicha doesn't actually work out either. Because with Miluim dam hachamayim, because by the Miluim they sprinkled blood on the Kohanim, but here, we sprinkle the Meipara, the Meichatas, right, the water of the Paraduma. So Halokasha, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Nicholas Umayim Takas Dam. So Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, okay, that they took water instead of blood. Right? But according to you, it's obviously Nami Havya, but there was no sprinkling by our Sinai. So I'm Alay, Sir Ishlag said back to him simply, yo, Mailama Alma, yes, you're right, in a Hanami, you wouldn't learn that halakha from Sinai. That was an extra chumrah that they did in both of those cases. Okay. Tani Kavas is Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Kavas is Reish Lakish. Then we have brises that support both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Tani Kavas is Rabbi Yochanan, the brises says, in support of Rabbi Yochanan, Bezos Yavo Aaron Ela Kodesh. With this, Aaron has to come into the Kodesh. The Mesha Amr Be'inyan. He has to come with what we've been talking about previously. My Be'inyan, what are we talking about? What topic? What have we delineated before? The miluim, right? That we enumerated by the miluim. Uma amar be'inyan the miluim. What did we say? Aaron pirish shiva v'shimesh yom echad. Right? Aaron, just like Aaron was separated for 7 days and he served 1 day by the miluim. Moshe masar lo kol shiva kedei lechancho ba'avoda, and Moshe was there teaching him, giving him over the details to educate him in the avoda. So too for generations, Kohen Gadol poresh shivo mishamish yom echad. The Kohen Gadol separated for 7 days and serves for 1 day on Yom Kippur. Shnei talmid chachamim mitalmidav shel Moshe, and two talmid chachamim, specifically talmidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean? So, as the Gemara explains, lafuke tzedukim, to exclude. Right, we don't want to have any tzedukim teaching the Kohen Gadol what to do. As Rashi points out over here, the tzedukim have had a different service of the Ketores, so we don't want to educate the Kohen Gadol like the Tzedukim say the Ketores was served. It was just that we want to do the proper procedures. So therefore, we have two Talmidei Chachamim, most of them called Sheva, teach him. They teach him all 7 days, Gidei Lechanecho Be'avoda, to educate him and kind of prep him in the Avoda. So Mikana Amru. So here we see that Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom Kippur and Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeso Lishus Chorhedrin. They say again, like we've been learning, 7 days before the Yom Kippur, we separate the Kohen Gadol from his house. He goes to this chamber called the Parhedrin. Ukeshem Shemafrishin Kohen Gadol, Kach Mafrishin Kohen Asorif Ezapara. And just like we do by Yom Kippur, so too we do this by the Para Aduma. Right, Lalishka Sha'al Pnei Habira Tzifon Mizracha. We bring him to the chamber that was by the Bira, the northeast corner. Both of these Kohanim, right, in preparation, get sprinkled every single day. Mikol Chatos Shayusham, from all the Chatos, from all the Paradumas, right, from all the waters that they had. And if you ask me, Kasha, I, by the Miluim, there was sprinkling of blood, and here there's water. So Amarta, as we said, Nichlisu Mayim Tachas Dam. But they substituted the water for the blood. Ve'omer, and the pasuk says, Kasher, and this is the pasuk we quoted on Beis Amud Aleph, and if you're wondering why we need the Ve'omer, the Gemara will ask that question. But the Gemara says that another reason, meaning Ve'omer, and we have this drasha of Kasher, Asa Bayom Hazet, Tziva Hashem Lasos, L'chaper Alechem, this pasuk we quoted on Beis Amud Aleph, Lasos Eli Me'parah, L'chaper Eli Maisa, Yom HaKippur. Okay, fine. So the Gemara says, Hai Bezos Mipaylei Legufe. 1 second. We started this whole drasha with Bezos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. Well, you need that pasuk to teach me that that's how Aaron shows up into the Kodesh. Right? We need it to teach me itself. Right? Bepar Ben Bakar L'Chatas V'Ayel Le'Olah. Right? We just, that pasuk, Lo Yotze Midei Pshuto. Right? We still need to understand what Aaron needs to do in the service. Right, that pasuk seems to be required to teach me that that's what Aaron has to do in Yom Kippur. How can you tell me that the word bezos can be for a drasha, but to teach me that you have to do Yom Kippur just like bezos, just like this that they did previously, i.e. the miluim? So Amri said, who said in the Beis Medrash, they explained that ila korban lechude, if that pasuk was only teaching me that of the korbanos that Aaron needed to bring, so leim makra bezeh o be'ele, right? So it would have said a different word. My bezos, why does it say bezos instead of bezeh or be'ele? So shmash minah tarti, apparently we learn both. So Gemara says, my ve'omer. Okay, so once we have that pasuk, what do you need the pasuk of kasher sabayom hazeh, can't see tziva Hashem asus lechaper elechem, right? The pasuk we started with on Beis Amud Aleph, but here it's the second pasuk we're quoting. What do you need the Va'omer? What's the other drasha, the extra drasha that you're bringing? So, v'chiteim Yom Kippur kamahu deboy prisha kidashkem b'miluim al Yom Kippur de'alma lo. Because if you'll tell me that maybe, just like the miluim was a one-off thing, so too the first Yom Kippur needs this separation of the coin 7 days before, but for the rest of the Yom Kippurs throughout the generations, you don't need it. Inami, or if you'll argue that Kohen Gadol kamahu deboy prisha, that the first Kohen Gadol requires separation 7 days before Yom Kippur, I'm a Kohen Gadol ba'alma lo, but a regular Kohen Gadol that's, I don't know, 200 years later, does not need this. So therefore, Tashma, Kasher Asah, therefore that pasuk teaches me that this idea of linking Yom Kippur and the Miluim for separating the coin a week before, right, that is Lidoros, that is forever. So that's the brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Pretty straightforward. The brisa that supports Reish Lakish is a little bit more obscure, and this is going to launch us into a discussion of what exactly happened by Har Sinai, because again, that's where Reish Lakish gets his proof from. Tani Kavasi de Reish Lakish, we learned the brisa that supported Reish Lakish. Moshe Allah Be'anan V'niskase Be'anan. Moshe went into the cloud, and he was covered by the cloud, and he was sanctified by the cloud, so that he should be able to be ready to accept the Torah for Am Yisrael, right, in holiness. As the pasuk says, right, Hashem's glory dwelled on Har Sinai. According to the Tanakhama, this was after the Aseres HaDibros, right? He had Maimon Har Sinai, and then after that whole show, all right, after the light show, so then Moshe went up onto the mountain. The first part of the 40 days, right, Moshe went up to the mountain. Hashem's glory was on the mountain. And as we'll see, and we pointed out before, that Moshe was in the cloud for 6 days, and on the seventh day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to him, right, that we saw at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's Shita, and that is, right, the Shita of Reish Lakish, and that we parallel, right, the 7 days before the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, just like Moshe had his preparatory 6 days, right, before he went to get the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, no, Vaishkon Kvod Hashem at Mirosh Kodesh. And no, that pasuk is from the first day of Sivan, right? Again, we're going to see when the Jews got the Torah, this is going to be Machlokes, and the Gwan Shabbos is going to bring it here as well. But it was it was Rosh Kodesh Sivan that Hashem dwelled on the mountain. Vayichaseu Hanan Lahar, and when it covered the mountain, what does that mean? That means that when the cloud covered it, what does that mean? That means the mountain, right? If you look at Rashi, Velola Moshe, right? The cloud didn't cover Moshe. I mean, there's no preparation here according to Rabbi Akiva of Moshe in the cloud, right? The cloud, when it says Vayichaseu Hanan, the cloud covered it. It is the mountain, not Moshe. Vayikra al Moshe, and then when Hashem called to Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdim. That really Moshe was with Am Yisrael. They were all there together. V'lo ba'akosev ala l'chali covered the Moshe. And the only reason it says that Hashem called out to Moshe was to give him kavod. But really Moshe was down there with Am Yisrael. Right? So l'chora, right, this is not necessarily, Rabbi Kiva seems to line up like Rabbi Yochanan. Right? The Rabbi Yochanan says that this pasuk has nothing to do with preparing Moshe for receiving the Torah. And l'chora, then, therefore you have to learn the separating of the Kohen Gadol from somewhere else. As he does from the Miluim. Okay, two other opinions that line up actually like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, but they change it a little bit. Rabbi Nasan Omer, Lo Ba'akosef El Lemarek Achilu Shtia Shebemeyav. Actually, what he holds, as Rashi explains, Rabbi Nasan holds like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, that this happened after Maimon Har Sinai, but the whole purpose was not to sanctify Moshe, but it was to remove the food from his insides, from his stomach, Lasumu Kama Alachei Ashare, so that he should be just like the Malachim when he went up to get the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ramasi Bar Charesh Omer, he says, no, Lo Bar Kasev Ela La'ayim Alav, Kadesh Dei Torah Nitenes Be'ema, Beretz Ezuvizeah, that the reason Moshe was separated for 6 days before he went up to get the Torah, again, he holds like Rabbi Yosef Aglili that this was after Matan Torah, but Moshe had to wait for 6 days to impose a fear on him, that the Torah should be given with fear, right? There's a Avaz Hashem, there's also a Yiras Hashem that needs to be given. There has to be some sort of trembling. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, if you Hashem be Yira, v'gilu b'rada, right? Serve Hashem with Yira, with fear, with awe, probably more accurate, v'gilu b'rada, and rejoice in trembling. My v'gilu b'rada, what does that mean? What's that referring to? Amar v'ada b'masna, amar rev, b'makam gila shamte ra'ada. The place where there's rejoicing, there should also be a trembling. Meaning there needs to be a healthy balance, right? We obviously love the Torah. We rejoice with the Torah. And if you look at Rashi, right, Makom Gila, that's referring to Matan Torah Shal Luchos. But there needs to be a healthy dose of Yiras Hashem as well, right? It can't all just be fun and games. Okay, so that's the brisa that supports Reish Lakish. And the support is from Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who said that this happened, the Moshe going up to Har Sinai, waiting for 6 days, going to Hashem calling him out on the seventh, that was after Maimon Har Sinai, at the beginning of the 40-day period when Moshe got the Torah. So the Gemara says, but my comment would be Rabbi Yossi Aglili v'Reish Rabbi Akiva. What's this machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva? But plugged into Hani Tanai. They line up like the following Tanaim, who argue about when Am Yisrael got the Torah. Leading up to Shavuos, right? This is an important point out. a point Gemara to point out. The Tanya, like we learned in the Brisa, so again, there's Gemara in Shabbos, in the middle of Masechta Shabbos. B'shisha v'chodesh nitna Torah l'Yisrael, on the sixth day of Sivan, the Torah was given to Am Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Omer v'sheva bo. Rabbi Yossi says it was the seventh. Ma'adam Rabbi Shisha. So according to the one who says it was given on the sixth, so b'shisha nitna v'sheva Allah. On the sixth it was given, on the seventh Moshe went up to the mountain. Right, again, that's the parentheses you don't have to read, but that's what the pasuk says, right? Vayikra el Moshe b'yom ha-shvi, on the seventh day, i.e. the seventh of Sivan, Moshe went up. Ma'adam Rabbi Shiva, if the Torah was given on the seventh, so b'shiva nitna b'shiva Allah, so he went up on the seventh as well, right? Again, dikhtiv vayikra el Moshe b'yom ha-shvi, right? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds a sarvala katana kama. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that Moshe went up on this right after Ma'amid Har Sinai, he waited 6 days, then Hashem called him. So that's like the Tana Kama. Dam Rabbi Shisha b'chodesh nitna Torah. Right, he holds that the Torah was given on the sixth day. Right, Hiltav Zehaya Maisa Achar Aseret Dibros, and therefore it was right after Aseret Dibros. Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai Vayichasei Hanan Sheishes Yomim. Right, as and when the pasuk says that Hashem dwelled on the mountain, right, and the cloud covered for 6 days, that was Lamosha. That was referring to Moshe. Vayikur Al Moshe Vayom Hashvi. Right, and when did Hashem call to Moshe on the seventh day? Right, the Kibulei Shar Torah to receive the rest of the Torah. The Yisalka Daitach Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Rosh Chodesh. Right, because if you're telling me that Hashem really that pasuk is talking about Rosh Chodesh, when he's dwelling on the mountain, right? That Hashem dwelled on the mountain on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Vayichaseh Hanan Lahar, and the mountain was covered, right, by the cloud. That's referring to the mountain. Vayikra Moshe Bayom Hashvi, the Kabula Aseret HaDibros, and you're telling me that Hashem called to Moshe on the seventh day to get the Aseret HaDibros? Hakibla Luhum Mishisha. Right, he already had accepted it. They had already gotten it a day earlier, right? Vayistal Ganan Mishisha, and the cloud had left already. So that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita, that they got the Torah on the sixth, and on the seventh day, right, the pasuk means that Moshe went up, and then the cloud covered him for 6 days, right, and then he went up on the seventh, and then he continued on the seventh day, right, to receive the rest of the Torah. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, Dom, Rabbi Shiva Bechodesh Ned the Torah, that the Torah was given on the seventh of Sivan, Li Yisrael. Bishlama, so I understand, that lines up well, because, again, the Torah, the pasuk therefore says, the cloud descended on the mountain, right, it was there for 6 days, and on the seventh, Hashem called to Moshe, and he went up, and he got this Eretz Dibros, so that all lines up. Okay. Fine. So Bishlam the Rabbi Akiva, so I understand according to Rabbi Akiva. Now another factor here that has to be dealt with is when were the luchos broken, right? We know the Gemara Mishnah and Tainus says that the luchos were broken on Shavuos v'Tammuz. Well, that obviously, as the Torah says, that was 40 days after Moshe went up to the mountain. So if you're telling me that there are different days when Moshe went up to the mountain, so how does that work out? Right, according to Rabbi Akiva, he went up. Well, we'll do the math in a second. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right, he waited 6 days in the cloud and then went up. Right, again, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they got the Torah on the sixth. And Moshe went into the cloud on the seventh, stayed there for 6 days, right, then went to get the Torah for everybody. So how does that work out? How does that math work? So that's what the Gemara says right now. Bishlam al Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, Hainu Dimishkachos Labishavas of Atamu's Nishtabraha Luchos. Right? The math works out that Moshe broke the Luchos on Shavas of Atamu's. Because Esrin Ba'arba the Sivan, 24 days in Sivan, right, starting from the 7th, right, the Vishitzar the Tammuz, and 16 days. In Tammuz, Samalulu Arba'in Yomi. That's 40 days. Right, Davu Bahar. That Moshe was on the mountain. Right, Veshimser B'Tammuz Naches. And on the 17th, right, he came down. V'Yasev V'Tavrinu Luluchos, and he broke the Luluchos. Elul Rabbi Yosef Glili. One second, but Rabbi Yosef Glili's math does not work out. Right, Shiva Shisha Deprisha. Right, if you're telling me that Moshe went up on the seventh day, right, and then he had 6 days of separation in the cloud. V'Arba'in Dahar. If you add the extra 6 days of Moshe waiting in the cloud to that count, so he should have broken the Luchos on the 23rd of Tammuz, not the 17th. The Luchos weren't broken until the 23rd. So Amar Lachar Rabbi Yosef Glili, you're right. Enochinami, Arba'in Dahar. Behadi Shisha Deprisha. The 6 days that Moshe was engulfed in the cloud, that was included in the 40 days on the mountain. So we usually view, right, the 40 days of Moshe learning to, on the mountain, getting the Torah, as Hashem talking to Moshe for all 40 days. So according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's not true. And Moshe was waiting for 6 days prior. He actually only spent 34 days talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Fine. Amar Mar, the Pazik Mar explains, Vayikra al Moshe, Moshe b'chol Yisrael omdim. That Moshe, again, we saw one of the opinions that Moshe was standing with all of Am Yisrael. So Mesiele le Rabbi Elazar, this actually helps and proves Rabbi Elazar. Shidutam Rabbi Elazar, Vayikra al Moshe, Moshe b'chol Yisrael omdim. That v'lo bar kosev, elo l'chalik lo kavod le Moshe. Okay, like we saw in the Mishnah on the top of Dalet Amud Beis, that Kosh Baruch Hu really just wanted to be Mechabid Moshe when it said Vayikra al Moshe, but really they were all standing in the same area. Mesve, hold on 1 second. Kol lo, kol elav. Pasuk says kol lo, meaning that it doesn't say kol lo. Meaning the pasuk could have said right. If pasuk says vay again, yeah. So if you look at Rashi, kol lo, kol elav. So vayishma is not kol midaber elav. The pasuk says Moshe heard the voice that was speaking to him. It should have said lo. Hayo yachol lomer. It should have said lo if Hashem was calling out to him. Right, so. So Moshe shama v'chol Yisrael lo shama. So here the Brisa says that really only Moshe heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to him. That goes against what we just said, that according to this opinion, that Moshe was with Am Yisrael, and the only reason the pasuk says Vayikra al Moshe is because we're trying to give cover to Moshe, but really Hashem called and everybody was there and everybody heard him. Right, so that's that opinion. And this Brisa seems to say that call a love, right? That the reason it says a love and not low is because only Moshe was the one who heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. So the Gemara gives two possible answers. Haba Sinai, haba Ohel Moed. Yeah, in a chenami. That Har Sinai everybody heard, but when Hashem called him from the Ohel Moed, from the Mishkan, so then only Moshe heard. V'yiboy Zemo, or another answer, Lokasha, haba Kriya, haba Dibor. That it depends, right? If Hashem was speaking him, Vayidaber, so that was only to Moshe. But Vayikra, right, that was to everybody. Other way around. No, I was right. Meaning, Vayikra is that everybody heard. And he was just being, right, Mechali covered to Moshe. But Vayidaber, right, Dibur, that was only directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Zrika, Rami Kroy Kamed Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Zrika pointed out a contradiction in Psukim in front of Rabbi Elazar. Some people say, Amar Rabbi Zrika, Rabbi Elazar, Rami Ksiv. Some people say that it was Rabbi Zrika quoting Rabbi Elazar's ha'ara, that there's a steer in Psukim. Either way, V'lo yachol Moshe lavo aloha moed, ki shechan alav ha'anan. The Pasuk says that Moshe couldn't come to the Ohel Moed because the cloud was there. Uksiv, but then the Pasuk also says, V'yavo Moshe betoch ha'anan. So how does that work? I mean, could Moshe go into the cloud or not? By the Ohel Moed, he couldn't. By Har Sinai, it seems like he could. So the Malamei should tavzu Kosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe ve'viyu ba'anan. What do you see? It must be that a Kosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol grabbed Moshe and brought him in, because otherwise Moshe would not have been able to go in on his own. Tabir Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Rabbi Shmuel points out that Nemar Kan Besoch v'Nemar Lahalim Besoch, that it says by Kriyas Yamsuf that Bnei Yisrael by Besoch Hayam v'Yavasha, and here it says right by Yavo Moshe Besoch Hayanan. So. The Gemara quotes that, right? It says, "Vayvo bnei Yisrael b'sochayam ma l'holim shvil d'chtiv havaimayim lehem choma av kan shvil." So just like by Kriyas Yamsu, if there was a path for the Jews to walk through, so too by here, where there was a cloud, Hashem called to Moshe to come through, right? To come into the cloud, there was a path that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set for Moshe to walk through between the Anan. Vayikra Moshe Vaydaber, that is the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, which we read a couple of weeks ago. So Vayikra and Vaydaber. Lama Hikdim Kriya LeDibor. We have a little bit of a gadata here. Why did Hashem start with Kriya and then only say Dibor? Right, see, Lechor, both of them are the same. So the Gemara says, Lim the Torah Derech Eretz. Meaning, well, it's not the same, but meaning first Hashem called to him, and then he spoke to him. So why did he do that? So to teach us Derech Eretz, to teach us the appropriate way to act. Shalom Yomar Adam Davar Lechavero Elim King Korehu. Right, you shouldn't say something to someone unless you call out to him. Right, you shouldn't just walk up and start talking. Just say, hey, Shleima, just check it out, or whatever. You know, you call a person first. That's the appropriate course of action. Mesayel the Rabbi Chanina, that proves Rabbi Chanina's shita. Dam Rabbi Chanina lo yomar adam davar lechavero el imkin korehu. Right again, that's right. And he says basically the same thing. Leimor, right? Vayikra al Moshe vayderber elav mayohol moed leimor. It says, what does it mean when it says saying? So Amar Rebbe should be Masya Menasya. Where's that girsa in this Gemara? Should be Rebbe Menasya Rabba. He says that minayin lo omer davar lechavero shu beval yomar. How do you know that when a person says something to his friend, there's a halacha called Bal Yomer? He shouldn't say to someone else, right? Ad she yomer lo leich amor, until he says, go say, Right? Meaning, how do you know you shouldn't say something to someone else that someone told you? Meaning, because the Torah says, "Shemar vaydeber Hashem elav me'ol moed le'mor." Hashem told Moshe to tell other people. So when do you tell someone else something that someone told you? That's only if that person gave you explicit permission or told him, or told you that it was okay that you could share what he said. And that's a halacha that comes up a lot by Benam the Chavero, right? The person should be very careful, right? If, unfortunately, nowadays we live in a world that you know, everything is shareable, everything is visible online, and people talk incessantly, and WhatsApp and all typing and all this. And again, you don't need technology to violate this issue. I'm sure Lashon Hara was a problem before technology grew to this point. But unfortunately, it's something that is not paid attention to. That's very often people get into conversation and they repeat things that they don't necessarily realize should not be repeated. Okay, well, this is not the time for a Musar Shmuz. But either way, we're going to stop here because now we're going to go back to the Gemara is going to continue and go back to the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And Mitzvah Shem will do that tomorrow on Erev Shabbos. Have a great day and night, depending on where you are listening to.